Today in the studio we have Alberto Cutis, the well-known Brazilian advocate of the anti-global movement. He's here to talk about the recent report stating that by 2050, Brazil will be one of the world's wealthiest and most successful countries. Alberto, what do you say about this report?
You know, this isn't the first time that people are saying Brazil will be a great economic power. The same thing was said over 100 years ago, but it didn't happen.
Yes, but you must admit the world's a very different place now.
Of course. In fact, I believe that there may be some truths in the predictions this time around. First of all, though, we must remember the problems facing Brazil at the moment.
Such as?
There's an enormous gap between the rich and the poor in this country. In São Paulo, you can see shopping malls full of designer goods right next door to the slum areas without proper water or electricity supplies. A lot of work needs to be done to help people in those areas improve their lives.
What needs to be done?
Education, for example. For Brazil to be successful, we need to offer education to all Brazilians. Successful countries like South Korea and Singapore have excellent education systems. Brazil needs to learn from these countries.
So you're hopeful for the future?
As I said earlier, I'm hopeful. This isn't an easy job. We need to make sure that these important opportunities for Brazil aren't wasted as they were in the past.